Earlier this week, our education reporter Dusty Rhodes spent the afternoon at a movie theater watching a popular new teen drama. It was a special screening just for students who had earned the right to be there, organized by one teacher with a little help from the Springfield community.
I know what you're thinking. Using a movie to bribe kids into reading literature is one of the oldest tricks in the teacher playbook. But that's not exactly what was happening with this movie, this piece of literature, and this teacher.
My name is Catherine Jones, but I go by Cassie, and I teach high school English at Southeast.
Southeast is shorthand for Springfield Southeast High School. Among the three high schools in the Springfield District, Southeast has the highest percentage of African-American students.
Sometimes I feel like Southeast has the, I don't know if it's pressure or like celebration of being the black school. And I can't speak for other high schools because I really don't know very many people who go to those high schools or who teach at those high schools. But I know at Southeast, it's okay to be black.
Ms. Jones, who is white, graduated from Rochester High School in a small, prosperous suburb about 6 miles away. But look around her classroom, and it's clear she's made Southeast her home. Over the 8 years she's taught here, she's filled a wall of bookshelves with young adult novels and plastered every surface with snapshots of students holding up their favorite books. She prides herself on being able to match every reluctant reader with a book they'll love and then keep that fire lit. One way she does that is through a book club she started 7 years ago.
The very first year I did it with kids that were like struggling readers. Then we were reading this series of books, the Hazelwood High trilogy. We don't teach the third book, but we have copies of the third book. So I thought it was kind of just like the perfect time to start a book club. And I was like, well, come after school and we'll read the next one. And I'll have snacks and stuff. And then after that, it just kind of spun into its own little thing.
The students choose the book to read. The club went through a dystopian phase with the Hunger Games and Divergent series, and more recently explored LGBTQ issues with Dreadnought, We Are the Ants, and Beautiful Music for Ugly Children.
They also favor books that are being made into movies because they know I'm going to take them or we're going to watch it here. Like last week we watched All the Boys I've Ever Loved, which is a Netflix movie, but we read the book and then I had pizza and we watched the movie and garnered some excitement.
Ms. Jones wasn't aware they had chosen another movie-bound book last year when they selected The Hate U Give. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for young adult fiction, and its subject matter was painfully relevant. The Hate U Give is told from the perspective of a 16-year-old black girl who sees her best friend killed by a white police officer. She then learns to speak out as the only witness to his death. Author Angie Thomas built in subplots like interracial dating, how to handle that friend whose jokes just happen to be racist, and what it means when a family leaves a traditionally black neighborhood to move to the suburbs. Still, the name of the book and the movie forms the acronym THUG. The phrase was popularized by the rapper Tupac Shakur.
You know, his thug life tattooed across his stomach. And he says that thug life is the hate you give little infants fucks everyone. Meaning that if you treat a group of people badly since the time they were born, they're going to mess up society and there's going to be issues and you're going to pay for it later. And that's thug life.
Ms. Jones learned the hate you give had been made into a movie when Southeast alums started emailing her.
Old students just sent me the link and were like, have you seen the trailer? Because I'd like been pushing the book for so long. And they were really excited, and I was like, I got to do something with this.
She promised to take every Southeast student who read the book to see the movie in a theater.
The biggest problem that I encountered was just finding books. And so I just kind of like threw it up on Facebook, and people just started sending books to Southeast. And I don't know who sent them. They didn't even have like addresses attached. And I would say that we had at least 75 books donated, and every one of those copies was passed out to a kid.
One book went to Quadimian Perry. She told me she was reading it just for fun.
Reading's not a big part of my life. I don't like to read at all, but like I just have to just be really interested in something or I just won't read it.
She finished it just a few hours before boarding the bus to the theater. We'll get her reaction later in this story. Another book went to ninth grader Faith Bondon, who, like Quadamian, said she isn't usually interested in reading, but she sped through The Hate U Give in just 2 weeks. And part of what kept her going was the author's pitch-perfect use of teen slang, a talent rarely found in full-fledged adults.
I think she really did good. Like, if my parents were to try to do it, I'd be like, stop. But, like, for her, it's like, I don't know, it's like she's in our century, but just older. Like, she knew exactly where to use it and how to use it in the right time.
Faith and Quadamian are both Black, but Ms. Jones says white students came asking for the book too.
All different types of white kids. You got your white kids who hang around Black kids and they understand the culture and they understand people. And then you've got your white kids who are a little more segregated and they kind of just hang out with people that look like them. And those kids were asking for the book. That's what I kind of found astounding and really awesome. One of my favorite things that has happened so far is I have a white student. His science teacher emailed me and said, "You got to give Sean a book. He keeps finishing early and he keeps just talking. You got to give him a book." And so I put this on his desk and I said, "You need to read this." He said, "I'm not, there's no way I'm reading a 400-page book."
Well, that just meant I had to meet Sean. His last name is Skinnendore. He's 14. How fast did you read this book?
I would say about a week.
Is that faster than normal?
Yes. It usually takes me like 2 months to read a book.
He read the first three chapters to his girlfriend over the phone.
Actually, my mom was really surprised that I was reading, and I actually downloaded it on her Kindle for her to read it.
The book never mentions the Black Lives Matter movement, instead substituting a made-up group called Just Us for Justice. But Sean got the message.
I don't believe African-Americans get all the equality as we do, and it just kind of bothers me because a lot of my friends are African-American, and it could be them one day, you know?
Monday afternoon, 58 students rode a bus from Southeast High to a movie theater 12 miles across town. Every student on the bus had read the book, turned in a report, and paid $5 for a movie ticket. It started off with a scene that wasn't in the book. And for the next 2 hours, everybody in the small auditorium kept a mental tally of where the screenwriter deviated from the book. One addition the students seemed to enthusiastically endorse was a kiss. As the credits rolled, the Southeast kids gave the movie a few courtesy claps. The next day, I checked in with Quadamian.
It was some parts in the book that wasn't in the movie, and it was some characters in the book that didn't even exist in the movie.
But there were chunks of the movie she didn't see because she chose to go sit in the lobby.
The movie was kind of emotional because I was like sitting and thinking like, what if this stuff like will happen to my younger brother and stuff. So like that stuff kind of got to me, and like I wanted my little brother to be there to like see that type of stuff and see that it happens no matter what.
How old is your little brother?
My little brother is 16.
16 can be a dangerous age, especially for a tall child with dark skin. Quadamian gets that. She doesn't need her teacher to connect those dots for her. Ms. Jones just tries to provide a safe place for students to figure things out.
I'm not in the schools pressing my political views or anything like that. I am giving them the opportunity to go see a movie. It's an empowering movie. And it's an empowering movie for Black youth. I mean, the whole theme of the novel is to find your voice. Won't be quiet anymore, unless it hears loud and clear. Damage can't be undone. Let's not pretend it disappears. We need a change.